Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Parshas Lech Lecha, a parsha which is actually the beginning of Avraham Avinu and Klal Yisrael. I'd like to begin with just an insight into Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, Rashi tells us that the derech of somebody who travels is that it's mima'it, it makes him have less success in all areas of life. And that's why when Avraham Avinu traveled, the Rabbeinu Shalom compensated by giving him a bracha, by giving him a bracha despite the fact that he'll leave. That's what Rashi says. Lefi shehaderech geremes l'shloisha devarim, mema'etes periviriviya, mema'etes asamami, mema'etes asashem, etc. This idea that where a person is, where he's been all his life, where he's most comfortable, is the place where he has the greatest hatzlacha, is an important lesson for our generation. There was an incident many years ago with a man in Eretz Yisrael who needed serious surgery. And he was advised by the Chazei Nish to travel to Belgium for the surgery, where there was an excellent surgeon. This despite the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, his surgery would be free. He was covered by the Kupat Lumi. And if he goes to Belgium, he'll have to pay a lot of money for the surgery. Nevertheless, the Chazei Nish said, go to the better doctor. A few days later, this man came back to the Chazei Nish very excited. He said, Hashkocha Pratis, that surgeon will be in Eretz Yisrael this coming week, and he has agreed to do the surgery for me here in Eretz Yisrael. The man was very excited and came to the Chazei Nish for a bracha. The Chazei Nish said to him, no, don't do the surgery here. Wait till he gets back to Belgium. He should do it in the place where he normally does the surgery. A person in his usual surroundings does a better job. And therefore, the Chazei Nish told him, despite the cost, this is pikuach nefesh, let him do the surgery in the place where he is most comfortable. Chazei Nish is actually a Gemara in Bava Kama, which says that when one person damages another, he cannot compel him to go to a doctor who's out of his normal place. A doctor in his normal place performs better. And this is true in general about all of us. When we're in our normal surroundings and content in our normal surroundings, we perform the best. The custom today of Bachrim to travel from one yeshiva to another, to switch from one place to another on a constant basis, is not something that's really conducive to a person having a hatzlacha in learning. Sometimes a person has to change. I'm not categorically ruling it out. But the fact that people are constantly switching and changing, it takes away this idea of a place where a person is comfortable, a place where a person belongs. It's the psychology, it's the mentality of Americans to be not content where they are, to move, to go from one place and look for things better. Rav Palm used to say, by Ona Hashem Ashiyana, we shuckle the lulav. By Ona Hashem Atzlicha, we don't shuckle the lulav. He said, that's a metaphor for life. If you're in trouble and you need a Yeshua, move, shuckle. Ona Hashem Ashiyana, you need a Yeshua, move. Ona Hashem Atzlicha, you are more Hatzlacha. Stay where you are. Don't start shuckling and moving just for more Hatzlacha. The fact that you stay in one place is itself a tremendous Yeshua. Rav Palm would often say, you're looking for the city of happiness. The city of happiness is in the state of mind. Where you are, be content. Be happy with what you have. Your eyes shouldn't be looking all over the place. It's not mussar. It's good advice. Haderech mima'etes. It's the lesson of the first Nesayan. That's Avraham Avinu's Nesayan to move from where he is. Moving is not simple. Let's move on to a second thought. The Navi share with today learning Perachov Dalid in Sefer Yeshua, which is Yeshua's last gathering of Klal Yisrael. He's Kairos Bris. He makes a final farewell Bris with them. And where does he do it? In Shechem. Not in Shiloh, where the Mishkan was. in Shechem? Why in Shechem? So the Radak writes in the beginning of Perek Chav Dalet, from our parsha, Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Ad Mekayim Shechem, the first place that a Jew, that is Avram Avinu, the first Yehudi, the first place a Jew resided was in Shechem. That's the place of Haskalah, that's the place of beginning. And so therefore, Yeshua, who was being co-experienced with the Jews as a first generation Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael, he made the Krisus Bris in the same place in Shechem. Now the Radak adds, we find later, Yaakov Avinu, the first place he purchases land, the Yikem, he purchases land, is in Shechem. Adkan the Radak. Hagufa Kasha, but this is a question. Shechem is called the city Hamuchan Leparaniyais. Shechem is called a city that's very challenging to live in. Why should Shechem be the first place that Avraham Avinu and later Yaakov Avinu are located in Eretz Yisrael, the first place Avraham resides, the first place Yaakov purchases? So I don't know, but Ulai, this is a source for the Chazal that Eretz Yisrael is Nikneh B'Yisurim. That somebody who goes to Eretz Yisrael is Nikneh B'Yisurim, he comes there and he's challenged. Avraham Avinu came and he was challenged with a hunger. Eretz Yisrael, Nikne B'Yisurim, it starts in Shechem, in a place that doesn't always have the best results. Rabbi Yehudah and Eibshitz writes that when Avraham Avinu came, he was ridiculed. He said, you're coming and telling everyone to serve God. Hashem told you to come here. Look, there's a famine. You don't have what to eat. Dr. Bienis and Eibshitz, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not looking for fair weather friends. The people who go to Eretz Yisrael because things are wonderful there, things are easy there. If you're going because you're a fair weather friend, then when it gets rough, you give up. A friend is someone who sticks with you through thick and thin, through difficulty. Eretz Yisrael, Nikne B'Yisurim. People who go to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Yishmar Eisam. But it starts with difficulty. Surim of the Haskalah. And like Avraham Avinu, he had the Nisyainais, passed them, and afterwards had a wonderful life. Kain Haim Hadvar. And so, one lesson from Lech Lecha, one lesson from Vayavar Avraham Ba'aretz Ad Mekayim Shechem, and now a global lesson on this week's parasha. And this comes from a Sefer Be'er Ra'i, in which he collects that in this week's parsha, we find for the first time numerous places where the pasuk says something al shem ha'asid. The pasuk talks about things that happen using terminology that comes from the future. Now we had occasionally in Bereishis a reference to a place that had a name that was given later, but here's the first time that we have things that actually happen al shem ha'asid. And I could enumerate seven such places in this week's parasha. In Perikud Beis, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk I just mentioned, Vayavar Avraham Ba'aretz Ad Mekayim Shechem. Rashi says, why did he go there? L'hispalel al b'nei Yaakov. Because of something that would happen in the future. It also says in the same Pasuk, Ad Eloi Meira, that it was until a place called Eloi Meira. Eloi Meira, again Rashi tells us, Hashem Asim. Hagrizim and Harevel are there. When you go to Shechem, you could see Hagrizim and Harevel in the distance. So once again, the Pasuk describing Avram's travel is Hashem HaAsid. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, Vayivin Sham Mizbeach. Rashi says, Nisnabesh, Asidim Li Kashal Sham Ba'avayim Ochon. It was again something that would happen in the future that caused Avram's behavior. In Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Hu Yam HaMelach. Again, referring to something in the future. Rashi says, Al Shem HaAsid. Why is it called the place Ein Mishpat? That's the place of Meimariva. Al Iske HaAyin, Ein Mishpat. They'd be judged. A fifth place. A sixth, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid, Ad Don. He ran till dawn. Again, Rashi says, Sham Tasha Kayachish al Avraham Avinu. He saw in the future that would be a place called Dan, where there would be an Egel Hazav. Pasuk Tezvav, Ad Chayva. Again, Rashi says Chayva because it's a place that would have Din. My point is that we have numerous psukim when we first meet Avraham Avinu of things that happen al Shema Asid, of something that will happen in the future. The Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Yod says, Umiksiv Kra al Shem Ha'asid. Does it say Psukim al Shem Ha'asid? And the Gemara brings a pasuk. Why is the Gemara Matnia? Umiksiv Kra al Shem Ha'asid. We find by Avraham Avinu plenty of references to things that he does al Shem. This, I'd like to share with you a thought which may explain why it happens frequently by Avraham Avinu. And why the Gemara in Ksubis doesn't go to Avraham Avinu as the source. It goes to a pasuk in Bereishis as a source. Ha'ila Kidmas Ashur. Avraham Avinu and Klal Yisrael. It's not a chiddush that pasuk. Over Sukkis, I heard of the Yisai that Rav Huttner said often. As far as I know, it's not found in the Pachad Yitzchak. Although it is in the Mamorim of his son-in-law, Rav Yonason David. And the Yisayit is a concept of Or HaChayzer. Or HaChayzer, a reflecting light. Rav Huttner said that Klal Yisrael is Chativa Achas, is one big unit, not only in space, not only different people, but the past, the present, and the future. It's all one geshikto, all one story of Klal Yisrael. And the future, things that will happen later, shine back on the past, affect the past. Outside of the normal boundaries of time, something that will take place in the future has its own importance, its own references, its own shaychis to something that's in the present. It's called Or HaChayzer. The example I give you, the best example is in Chazal, where a certain location has a schus or a challenge because of something that will happen in the future. In our lives, we know that there are times where future events, after they happen, are seen as something that was led up to with a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Or HaChayzer is an ability of future events to affect past events. And exactly how that applies in a person's life, I don't know, because we live in the present, not in the future. But in learning Divrei Chazal, Divrei Hanavi, and Chumash, and seeing the story of Avraham Avinu, how intertwined it was with things that were going to happen to his descendants so much later, we see an extraordinary plan, The plan is the plan of the existence of Klal Yisrael through the generations, through all the years that go by. We hope that there'll be a siyata d'shmaya, we'll come to see the ultimate plan. The ultimate plan, Chaim Volozhin has said that the last station will be America. There has to be Torah in America for Mashiach to come. These are things we hope to see as one big picture. Let me end with a question of the week, at the beginning of the parasha. V'avorcha mevorchecha mekalelcha or. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. The pasuk ends, V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachais ha'adama. Rashi says that people will say to their children, you should be like Avraham Avinu. V'nivru b'cha kol all mishpachais ha'adama. The question is, if all mishpachais ha'adama will say to their children, you should be like Avraham, who are the mekalelcha or? Who are the cursers that Hashem will curse? If everyone is saying to his child, be like Avraham, it's really a trick question. Maybe someone will come up with the answer. That sounds like a good question. At any rate, wishing absolutely everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, and of course, a rare opportunity tonight to be at Mishmar in our shul till midnight. And to be back in the morning for Hakeel, tomorrow's Veterans Day, which we observe in Agudas Yisrael of Madison in honor of our veterans. and we come together for a Hakel Shir. I will be giving a Shir from 9 to 10 on Chagai. Chagai is one of the Nevi'im in Treyasar. A Shir on Chagai, and there will be Shurim to follow. Chaparayim, be in the Beis Medrash. Hoping to see you. Kol Tov.